We want to continue this conversation. For that, we want to bring in Dr. Matisse Lachwayo-Davis, Director of Health for the City of St. Louis. And Doctor, it's good to see you again. Congratulations on your new position. Let's just start with booster shots, the timing of this, the difference that it will potentially make. I guess from your perspective, how significantly do you think booster shots will help slow the spread of the Delta variant?
Well, the data for booster shots is very compelling. We believe that it will improve immunity, confer folks with a higher level of antibody response, and hopefully even contribute to the overall immunity in the memory B cells that aid in protection against COVID. So the data is very compelling. That is true. However, it's not just about that data in isolation. As you know, it is a complex decision to be able to roll out these boosters and do so in a way that's equitable, not just for us here, but also abroad.
When it comes to booster shots, I think a lot of people are wondering if, say, if they got Moderna the first round, can they get a booster of Pfizer or vice versa? Or what happens if you got J&J? Can you get one of these mRNA vaccines as a booster? What's your answer to that?
Well, the only thing that we have data for, and let's be clear, we don't even know if this is going to be approved by that September 20th date. We expect Pfizer to have this data available for review by the 17th. Moderna is unlikely to be able to make that deadline, and no word yet from when that will be available from Johnson & Johnson. So it's likely that this will be a step-by-step approach, but we should only advise folks to get boosters the way that data is presented. And in this case of Pfizer, who hopefully will have robust data, which we won't know until September 17. So I'm not really willing to say anything for or against it until that time. We should review that data, then to do it the way that it has been looked at. And in this case, it would be a boost. If you got Pfizer, the booster should be with Pfizer. If you got Moderna, you need to wait to see what the data says around that. There's currently no data available that supports mixing and matching of vaccines, although that is being looked at.
Doctor, let's talk about what's going on in your city of St. Louis, because now you are the director of health for the city. I guess talk to us. I know Missouri as a state, the ICU bed capacity right around 85%. But what more specifically are you seeing in your city today?
I mean, what we see now is numbers at a high, at an all-time high. We're seeing that in hospitalizations. Unfortunately, that is reflected in deaths, much higher than we were at the beginning of the summer. We know that comes from this Delta variant that has a much higher transmissibility. And we also know that the vaccine is our best form of protection. And unfortunately, we have not been able to reach herd immunity in this community in the U.S. in general, which is also making this very difficult, because predominantly what I'm seeing in my hospital, this is being mirrored across hospitals in the city, in the state, is that hospitalized cases and deaths overwhelmingly in the unvaccinated. And so that is where we are. And it is exceedingly concerning.
And there's so many unknowns right now, especially when children are going back to school. They started going back to school over the last several weeks. More and more are entering school over the next couple of weeks. A lot of them are in the age group where you can't yet get the vaccines under the age of 12. What do parents, what do teachers, what do guardians need to do at this point to best protect that vulnerable population?
Well, the best form of protection we have right now is for the vaccine. So anyone who is eligible to get the vaccine should really, especially in what I consider such a critical component of the community, these are our educators and our children who are so vulnerable. Those that are able to get the vaccine should. Children who cannot get the vaccine, their best chance of staying healthy is to be around other vaccinated folks. Kids who are of the age of ability to mask should be masking indoors. All teachers should be masking indoors, as has been recommended by the CDC. But most importantly, we need resources available, especially to low-income school regions, to make sure they have the capacity to create safe environments for both their teachers and their children. Social distancing, hand washing, adequate ventilation, and and those types of mitigation strategies that will help to keep both their teachers and children safe. But lastly, I believe that in order for us to be able to stay ahead of this, we need to have the capacity to test folks and do so rapidly. So rapid testing needs to be something that should be made available to all schools and scaled up immediately.
Is that something that you're focused on in the city of St. Louis?
You know, I don't start the job until October 18th, chomping at the bit to do so. But absolutely, this is no longer a one and you know, a single, a one-pronged approach to addressing this. It is a multifaceted approach. It requires a deep commitment towards vaccinations, making sure vaccines are accessible to all those who want them. It requires addressing misinformation, but it also requires making sure that there's an equitable approach to keeping the citizens of the city safe. And that requires mitigation strategies and access to resources to be able to carry out those mitigation strategies. That's an all hands on deck approach. It's going to require me sitting down with local leaders, with our educational leaders, with our community leaders, and really hearing back from the community about what they need to be able to cross that threshold and do what it takes to protect themselves and their loved ones.
Dr. Mati Slachwayo-Davis, always great to get your perspective. Congratulations again on your new position as Director of Health for the City of St. Louis. And we look forward to speaking with you once you start that next month.